This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Federal law enforcement officials are warning of possible copycat attacks or retaliatory Tory violence after the attempt on former President Donald Trump's life. As a visibly stronger security detail surrounds both the Republican nominee and U.S. President Joe Biden. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Alana Durkin-Richer reports law enforcement officials worry about the fallout from Saturday's attack on former president and presumptive Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump.
Federal law enforcement officials are warning now of potential retaliatory acts of violence, saying they've seen an uptick of threatening rhetoric online.
Independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has also received Secret Service protection. A threat of Donald Trump's life from Iran prompted additional security in the days before Saturday's rally, but it was unrelated to the assassination attempt on the Republican presidential nominee. President Joe Biden addressed black supporters in the battleground state of Nevada Tuesday, his first campaign appearance since the assassination attempt on his Republican rival. He linked the attack on Trump to racial and gun violence, imploring Americans to condemn violence in any form. VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara.
Currently, Biden lags behind Trump nationally and in various swing states, including Nevada. Aiming to win black support, Biden contrasted his policies with his rivals. He mocked the term black jobs that Trump often uses.
Folks, I know what a black job is. It's a vice president of the United States.
Biden repeated calls for Americans to treat each other not as enemies. Trump, uncharacteristically subdued after the attempt on his life, has also called for unity. But many expect the calm to last only temporarily, with campaigning set to intensify following the party's political conventions. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. The Israeli military will begin sending draft notices to Jewish ultra-Orthodox men Sunday. The step could destabilize Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. Hundreds of men protested after the announcement. Follows a landmark Supreme Court order for young religious men to begin enlisting for military services. The U.S. ambassador told Russia's foreign minister that President Vladimir Putin should release detained Americans, singling out journalist Evan Gershkovich and ex-Marine Paul Whelan. Linda Thomas Greenfield took the opportunity of Moscow's top diplomat Sergei Lavrov presiding at a U.N. Security Council meeting to promote multilateralism and democracy to appeal for the release of Americans. Arrests of Americans are increasingly common in Russia, with 9 U.S. citizens known to be currently detained, as tensions between the two countries have increased, especially since Russia's February 2022 invasion of Ukraine. The corruption trial of U.S. Senator Robert Menendez ends with guilty verdicts on all charges against him, which include him accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes in exchange for using his powerful position and to enrich and protect two men and acting as an agent for the Egyptian government. Aaron Rainin reports from New York City.
After the jury decision, outside the Manhattan courthouse, the senator from New Jersey vehemently denied the charges.
Good afternoon. Obviously, I'm deeply, deeply disappointed by the jury's decision. I have every faith that the law and the facts did not sustain that decision and that we will be successful upon appeal. I have never violated my public oath. I have never been anything but a patriot of my country and for my country. I have never, ever been a foreign agent.
Menendez's legal team has announced plans to appeal the verdict. Aaron Rainin, VOA News, New York City.
Thai police are investigating the deaths of 6 foreign nationals whose bodies were found in a room at an upmarket hotel in Bangkok on Tuesday, including looking for a 7th person connection with that incident. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen.
All 6 were of Vietnamese descent, including 2 Americans. Police believe they may have ingested something that killed them and that they were not the victims of robbery or assault.
Initially, from the scene inspection, there was no fight, no harm done. The property, as far as we can see, has not been ransacked. It is assumed that there was no intention toward the property and no outsiders entered, as determined from the fingerprint investigation. It is possible that it occurred from the inside, possibly a hideout, which indeed originated from the inside.
I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.